As long as you're talking, we're listening.
10 minutes to 1 o'clock. It's Friday, so we get to look forward to a weekend of sport. Michael Pedro, EWN sport reporter in studio with me to look at the highlights. And the Proteas women are playing Pakistan.
Yes, the second ODI is taking place tomorrow. South Africa holding on for a nervy victory in the first ODI. Took it right down to the last over. Pakistan, their tail enders doing really well towards the back end of their innings. But the Proteas women managing to hold on. It was their first game in about 11 or so months. So for them to come out with the win shows that they were still putting in some work behind the scenes. A little bit sloppy, though. Some of the fielding towards the end of that innings was less than adequate, I think is fair to say. But I have no doubt that they'll sort it out for tomorrow's game. And obviously, if they win that game tomorrow, then they'll win the series. So that'll be a nice way to kick off the year for the Proteas women as well.
Absolutely. I'll be watching that one. When do our men start playing?
The first test starts on the 26th. Of January. That will be against Pakistan in Pakistan, obviously.
Today's the 22nd already, so yes. It's not too far away.
Yeah, next week will be the first test. Only playing two test matches, so it'll be interesting to see how that series goes. And obviously, the first time in a very long time that South Africa are in Pakistan. Quinton de Kock earlier this week saying that pretty much everyone that's on the tour, apart from some of the members of the coaching staff, are touring Pakistan for the very first time. Obviously, the last time they went there, it was, I think, 14 years ago. So the large majority of the squad weren't part of the squad 14 years ago. Mark Boucher is going to be very instrumental in this, being one of the coaching staff who has actually played in Pakistani conditions before.
And he has such knowledge of the subcontinent as
exactly.
well.
Exactly. So it's going to be very interesting to see how the Proteas men get on when they play Pakistan next week.
And then a bit of football, FA Cup happening this weekend, and locally, Swallows too.
Yes, Sundowns are taking on Swallows in the DStv Premiership tomorrow. Very interesting tie this is going to be. Both sides are top of the table. Both are on 26 points after 12 matches. The only difference is Sundown's goal difference is currently 14. Swallows is 9. So both teams heading into the game in good form. Neither have lost in their last 5 matches in the league. So it's going to be a very interesting game. It's not really going to be a title decider, I don't think, this early on in the season, but it will give a good idea as to where both teams are as we get towards sort of the halfway point of the local season. And then the FA Cup, Liverpool fans will be a little bit nervous, especially after yesterday. First loss in, I think, 68 games at home to Burnley in the Premier League. And it doesn't get any easier because they're playing Man United on Sunday in the FA Cup. Tomorrow, Arsenal, Southampton and Manchester City are traveling to Cheltenham. Hopefully Liverpool can at least find the back of the net. They haven't scored a goal in 2021 yet, which is quite staggering, actually.
And losing to Burnley.
To Burnley as well. Just rubbing salt in the wounds for all the Liverpool fans. But hopefully for their sake, obviously not Man United's sake, they can start rectifying things on Sunday.
And then an interesting one, Conor McGregor's back.
Yes, he is fighting Dustin Poirier on Sunday morning. I think it's about his third or fourth comeback, because every time he seems to lose a fight, he retires, and then a year later, he's back.
I mean, it's all like a ploy, right?
It really is. It really is, because then that way he gets more money out of it, he gets more publicity, they bill it as a comeback.
I saw him like wearing a photo of $1 million watch or something ridiculous.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. But the UFC fans, you can see him. I think the main bout is at around 3 or 4 on Sunday morning, local time. So look out for that if you are a Conor McGregor fan. And hopefully, if he loses, he doesn't decide to retire again, because that will just be a farce. I think it'll be the 5th or 4th time that he retires after losing a fight. So hopefully that doesn't happen, and he can focus on UFC, because there's a lot of things going on in the background with him potentially facing Manny Pacquiao in an exhibition type match that he did with Floyd Mayweather a couple of years ago. So I think UFC fans just want to see him in the UFC. And hopefully, if he gets a good result on Sunday, it'll carry on like that.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Michael Pedro. Looking forward to a weekend of sport.